Hi, I'm Ton Roosendaal. I'm the producer of Elephant's Dream, and also one of the main developers of the software we used to produce the movie. We started this project almost a year ago. I first invited Bassam Kodaly and Andy Goroksik to join me in the whole preparation and pre-production phase. There's always a couple of months when you don't really know if this is going to happen, yes or no. But I wanted to involve at least two people from the community for advice and feedback and how to set up everything. And once we had everything okay and agreed on, we could go public. And then we did a public application. People could subscribe for being either lead artist or for a technical director.
And we were quite surprised by how many people applied to the project, and a lot of them were extremely good. So we had to kind of, you know, make a lot of decisions because we only had enough budget to have six people here, and so we picked people who had done at least one short movie themselves.
Well, we came into this really not with so much of an idea of how it will happen. We had a plan and we all had expectations, but when we all got here, it was really amazing to be set up, but then we also had to work out how do we do this.
At the start of it was quite set up quite democratically, like we were trying to have equal input from anyone and get everyone's ideas, and it was hard to do that because we didn't know where our strengths lie. Now it's a lot easier because we know that, okay, Lee is like a great animator, so we'll give the animation jobs to him and we won't let him or worry about him modeling anything because other people can do it better or more efficiently. So we work much better as a team now, but when we started, we were just completely lost and we didn't really know what to do.
We were also living in apartments, and to also be with the team during work and of course live with the team, we became very close quite quickly, and then of course to be so much into this film and working so many hours on it, it's like we became brothers to just get this thing done.
Okay, the project is a co-production of Blender Foundation and the Netherlands Media Art Institute. Together we bring in about half the money, and the investment from the Blender Foundation is fully by selling DVDs in advance. So we could only do this project if we had sold about 1,000 DVDs 6 months before the movie was launched. And we did that. That was pretty smooth. So that's very unique, because this project was part financed by the internet community. And if you have half the money, that's in the Netherlands sort of a rule, if you have half the money, then you can get the other half with subsidies and subsidy grants and all that kinds of things. So the rest of the half of the money is from funds like the Dutch Film Fund, the VSB Fund, the Mondrian Fund, and the European Union. Together, they added the other half of the financing.
Well, first we had to build a studio. We had to buy PCs and find network cables and install operating systems and decide on like what would we use for data storage and how would we work and how would we organize the files.
From the software side, we're running Linux on those boxes we put together ourselves, and Mac OS on the Mac. And the primary creative tool that we use is Blender. In addition to Blender, the second most used tool is probably the GIMP. The GIMP we use for painting the textures, and it sees quite a bit of use from us. We do all of our animation in Blender. For this reason, Ton rewrote the entire animation system a few weeks before the project started. And after that, he continued to add more and more features in to make animation easier and faster for us to do. For editing the movie, we also use Blender. Blender has a sequence editor, which it's had for a long time, but the sequence editor in Blender was always only good for doing very small sequences, like a few shots. One of the reasons was that it used to cache everything into memory as it ran, and so if you had anything more than a few frames, few shots, you would run out of memory very quickly, and everything would become extremely slow. You could hit refresh, and then you would have to cache again and wait for it to cache to get the next part, so it's quite tedious. But fortunately for us, another man who was doing a project, editing project, and he wanted to use open source software, made some changes to the sequence editor, and he edited a 2-hour movie with it, and he added such things as a, sort of a smart memory cache limiter, so it only caches what it needs, and then it dumps it to disk again, and so the memory usage never climbs beyond a certain amount. For compositing, we didn't have an open source compositing tool at the beginning of the project, but now we do, and that's the compositor that Tan wrote for Blender. And it is a really nice nodal compositor that sits inside Blender, enjoys a very tight connection to the renderer, so in many ways it has a benefit that a standalone compositor, even a really nice one,